If you are listening to this show, please be advised there will be conversations that will be unpleasant and may lead to further trauma. At this time, we request that you stop listening at the point that you feel uncomfortable. We will be stating in the show when the conversation's about to start. You will hear it plainly, so please be advised, and thank you for listening to Frag Out Drag Out.
Please remember, the views and opinions expressed by this show or any other show on DV Radio and its guests are strictly those of said individuals and do not reflect those of the DV Radio staff nor the staff of Dysfunctional Veterans.
I'm Nevermore, and I'm not normally this pleasant sounding.
I'm Frosty, and I'm just a frozen asshole.
And that's right, you got DV Oink, who loves to play in shit. I mean, no, wait a minute, hold on.
And they really didn't name y'all Asshole 1 and 2?
That's what the boss calls it.
Two people remember me, and one's both mom.
Oh, I'm not surprised.
We were a little bit soggy.
Boiled bacon.
That's right.
And I'd like to introduce DV Midnight Backdoor for all your backdoor needs.
You know what that means.
We will talk really slow for you.
I don't know, some of those nights at work.
I'd say that's a different little bird.
Welcome to Frag Out Drag Out. And welcome to Frag Out Drag Out. I'm your host, Nevermore, and with me you have DV Oink, Uncle Fester, and fucking Fuck, that's his name for the night, aka DV Frosty, because he's a smart ass. So, first half for the listeners.
Better than a dumbass.
Yeah, well, you're a stupid ass. For the listeners that heard the parental advisory in my utmost radio voice, we will be naming sometime within the show when you should stop listening. And if you do choose to continue, we will all be contributing to a list of places you can go. We highly recommend you go ahead and download the Objective Zero app and get signed up now. You should have it anyway. Great app. And DV Oink is going to tell you why.
Well, the Objective Zero app is free, first and foremost, but it also connects you to brothers and sisters who are out there willing to just simply lend an ear at any time, for any topic, for any reason. They also do not report anything if you're worried about being reported to, you know, the FBI because you're concealed carry or whatever other crazy, you know, reasons you guys have out there. The thing is, these guys are here for you just to talk. Just to make sure that you are all right. And on top of that, the app also lists other resources at your disposal. So the Veterans Suicide Hotline to, you know, other places like the DV Farm who can help you with certain topics and issues that you may have. So, again, check out the Objective Zero app now. It's free, available for both iOS and Android devices.
And now that we sound like commercials, we're going to go ahead and just say, fuck it. Next radio announcement is because we spent the day, well, when I say we, I mean me and Uncle Fester, spent the day broadening our horizon. Uncle Fester, what have we been up to?
I plead the fifth.
Dick?
Smart man.
Pornhub was not involved in making of this Frag Out Drag Out.
Aw, man.
Boy, we've all got our good radio voices on today. All right, Uncle Fester, you dick. Get with it, you one-legged fool.
Okay, well, we have expanded our social media reach just a tad bit more. We are on Sayscape. We are Frag Out Drag Out on Sayscape. Frag Out Drag Out on Instagram. Our email address is fragoutdragout@gmail.com, all one word. And Frag Out Drag Out on Facebook.
So it's pretty damn simple. Frag Out Drag Out everywhere but Twitter, because I don't tweet and I can't convince any of these fools to do it, so I may have to break down. But for right now, we don't twat. There you go. One more public service announcement and we'll start the whole damn shenanigans. DV Oink, who are we sponsored by?
Why, of course, it is one and only K-Bar Soap Company right here. Yeah, it's up here in Alaska. I wish. It'd be cheaper for us to ship it. Hey, but no, K-Bar Soap Company is the only all-natural soap and beard care options you guys will ever need. Guys and gals, for that matter. Veteran-owned and operated. Ditch the bar, grab a grenade, make showering great again.
Wow, we have some serious radio voices today. Okay, so now we're going to actually get on to the show. Sorry about all the commercials, but we needed to get some shit out because this show, I will say probably in the second half, is going to be hard to do, and I'm dreading it, so I've been putting it off. This show should have been recorded like 3 months ago, but there you are. Woohoo! So, Oink, I would ask you how you're doing this week, but I think we should save it for the second show.
Yeah, maybe, given the topics that we're probably supposed to be talking about. Yeah, yeah.
We'll okay, wait. So other than your gimp ass, did you have a good week outside of being bedridden?
You know, it hasn't been too bad. Spent Father's Day, you know, with the Outlaws, of course. And, you know, had a little grilling action, you know, little Caribou burgers and stuff. So, you know, it wasn't a bad weekend. And, of course, yeah, you know, work is work, home is home. And then, yeah, you go to sleep and do it all over again.
All righty, then. Frosty.
Oh, my week wasn't too bad. Painting between raindrops, dodging bears, moose, whatever other wildlife tends to pop up around on base, dependas.
Dependabotomuses.
I think they're the most dangerous. Because if they get their claws...
They give them driver's license. Holy
if they
shit.
Get their claws in Frosty... Dude, if they get their claws in Frosty, we'll never get him back.
Lucky it's an Air Force base, not a Marine Corps base. Just saying.
Yeah, I think them dependas are furry little gorillas.
Mm. Those are further north.
I mean, you could always get a girl and get her to do you a TikTok.
I'm going to leave that one alone.
That TikTok. I'm sorry to that fucking Marine, but that TikTok was so cringeworthy that you became famous, bro. You're like in every meme now with your face standing at parade rest for while your girl act like a fool. Why didn't you smack her upside the head? Frag out, drag out does not condone domestic violence. And that was just a joke.
There's an army version now too.
The reason he was standing at parade rest is because he was probably hiding what he was going to do afterwards.
Oh, my gosh.
And that would have been amphibious assault.
I mean...
Well, I guess you could call it that.
I just want to be like, every time I hear her say, ooh-rah, I just want to go,
ugh. Well, the worst part was I saw later on she posted like 4 or 5 rants about it, everybody making fun of him.
I mean, I'm sorry, but that is the most dependa and boot thing I think I've ever seen. Like, he literally just met her at the strip club fresh out of basic and got married, boot kind of dependa action going on here, y'all. Whew.
Which strip club is this?
Oh, they're all outside the bases. You have no idea. There's a liquor store, our banks, and strip clubs, and if you were in Louisiana,
I thought
24-hour margarita drive-through.
I thought those two were combined, the liquor store and the strip clubs, aren't they, like, all in one?
Well, you know, each state has their own regulations. Yeah. If they're total nude, then you can't serve alcohol, you know, in some states. So they got to have 3 separate buildings. Uh-huh. But first it's the ATM, you know, the bank. And then it's you take your pick. You know, it's either the strip club and then the liquor store, or the liquor store and then the strip club.
Don't forget the auto dealership with the 35% interest.
Yeah.
Right after that, so you can take her ass to the fucking chapel, which is right after that.
Woo!
What about, and that just explained outside of just about every military base around.
What about the lawyer's office? You know, quick ditch her and hide.
It's on the same block. Don't worry. Yeah. They're all together.
That's usually around the corner.
Pawn shops right next to all this, so you can pawn that big ass ring that you went into debt for to get rid of it and get the money back, so you can still make payments but have a little bit of cash, you know.
And or, if it's a Marine Corps base, you got all the barber shops right there too.
Oh God. So
you don't, you know, pawning any military equipment either or items, because you know that never happens.
Speaking of which, I need a new whoopee. Mine got a hole in it. But beyond that, I mean, like, it was great to see something all over Facebook that was not the My Sharona or the segregation of America and or anything else stupid. I mean, the only other stupid thing that happened is our beloved governor of North Carolina did a mandatory face mask with certain medical conditions. And I'm like, motherfucker, you can't ask a medical condition unless it's for hire. So bite me. I will ADA your ass so damn quick, it's not even fucking funny. I will have a lawyer on standby. I do not give a fuck. I am not the suing type, but I am not wearing a goddamn mask over this face with a nerve disorder that runs through my face and my neck. Fuck you very much. It's bad enough I got to do it at work. And I'm just going to be honest with you. I only do it when people are looking. But now I can get a citation for it. I don't think the police are going to enforce it because I sent them links to awesome shit my drill sergeant said mask because they have a blue line mask, but they also have one that said this is as useless as my governor and a bunch of other funny masks. You can have a Trump face, by the way. You can have China. Oh, I don't endorse anybody. It just, I shop where I shop, so fuck off. Uncle Fester, how'd your week go?
It's been pretty good so far.
That was boring as fuck. You couldn't say anything else?
Okay. Let's see here. So far, my fundraiser for the DV Farm has... I met my first goal within 3 days. I raised the goal to 700, and I've almost reached that.
Yay! This is where Bo needs to insert applause. Woo!
So we've got a few more days left on it, and hopefully...
Give him the clap.
Give him the clap!
Ooh.
Then you're going to get that thing shoved up your, we call it a boar punch. So yeah, if you never served and don't know what that is, Uncle Fester, I'm so sorry. I'm not going to explain it to you.
I've had 5 catheters within the last 2 years.
Those don't have teeth.
Well, I tell you, I've had catheters at both ends. So, you know, I've been through the worst.
We'll see. We'll see. If you get the clap, let us know how you feel about that.
Well, I mean, that means I'd actually have to see some sort of action somewhere.
Miss, there's not a show that doesn't go by that at some point I go, Mrs. Fester's going to fucking kill us. She just is. I mean, she listens. She's like got her own little Facebook thing and her own little Mrs. Fester account, and she's gonna kill us. We're all dead. Yeah. So my week has sucked balls. Yeah, somehow my boss and my partner both went on vacation at the same time. They didn't intentionally do it, so I'm the only loss prevention in the building, and they're driving me fucking wonky. Oh, and then there's the whole tattoo shop. You know, my sister-in-law had her tattoo shop vandalized by a son of a bitch, and... Yeah.
Not son of a bitch, buy me a drink. Not that type, no.
No. It was I'm trying to think of a word good enough for him, and I can't think of one to describe his evilness.
A cocksucker. Oh, did I say that out loud?
So anyway, I guess I'll do a sales pitch, because, you know, the whole show has been like a commercial. But anyway, if you go to PTS Dog page, you will see that we have been doing a GoFundMe because all of her equipment was kersmashed, like her printer and her Thermofax, which is what prints out the stencil that they put on you and then lift up so that they have the outline. So until that's fixed, she will have to hand sketch all of that shit. Smashed her display cases. I know what they run because I work in retail and we keep having thieves smash them. They run about $2,000 to $2,500 brand new. All the glass, which is $1,700, because her landlord was going to replace it until he saw that she had a GoFundMe with the money in it. So now he said, fuck you.
I don't know if he can, though. Can he? Yeah, I think that's the landlord's responsibility, just like it would be for, I guess it's not a house.
He's got political connections and shit, and she just doesn't want to fuck with it. She'd rather just put the glass in. And that doesn't even include repainting the glass, which is probably another grand. Now there's stuff in there that was priceless, that was her personal art and stuff like that that can't be replaced. But, yeah. So, yeah. Good news is a bunch of vets are going to go up there. It's going to be too late for anybody listening, but a bunch of vets is going to go up there this Wednesday, the following Wednesday, because today's Wednesday. And, achoo, damn it.
Gesundheit.
Corona.
Sorry, y'all, but next Wednesday and do a cleanup and help her try to rebuild. That way she's at least protected from this fool, because I'm pretty sure that tearing up the shop was a setup to get her there to do harm. So, yeah, I really want to drive to Oregon right now, and I can't because I know I'll get in trouble and shit like that. But anybody listening, please follow Raven Craft Tattoo Gallery, I think it is. I'm such a bad sister-in-law. Actually, I just don't have any memory from PTSD, but that's okay.
You are correct.
Woohoo! So there you go. There's two of them, and if you look through them, the one she posts her gorgeous Latina face all tattooed up is hers. Because I think Facebook automatically gives you a business page when you try to start a business. So
hers has the 13,000 likes, I believe.
I don't know why they do that, because they keep giving me, like, because I'm like one of the owners of Frag Out Drag Out page. They fucking keep sending me to promote your business if you would pay such and such. And I'm like, I'm not paying anybody anything to get a more reach, because most likely you won't target the audiences I need targeted, like veterans or first responders who will get a kick out of this show. You're going to target snowflakes and I'm going to get shut the fuck down. So no, I'm not paying you to advertise. Sorry.
Ugh. That's why we have Sayscape.
I hate Fuckbook. I hate Instagram. I don't even know how to work the bitch. K-Bar just said, hey, post pictures and that, call it a day. So there you go. That's what our page will be. Pictures of shit. That has nothing to do with Frag Out Drag Out, because we only can have so many pictures. Literally. Because we, Frosty can't do art every single day. What the fuck do y'all think he does all day? Nothing? No, he has to dodge bears and paint and has to make sure the DV oink doesn't run him over with a lawnmower. I mean, fuck. And did anybody time this goddamn show?
Hey, Tundra Wookiees, that could be a special thing we could add.
I just thought...
Pictures of Tundra Wookiees? Ooh.
I forgot to time the show. Wide angle shots. Did anybody time the show?
No.
Not it.
Oh, God.
We are at 16 minutes and counting, sir, ma'am.
Sir, ma'am. You know,
16 minutes, sir!
If I was a drill sergeant in the military, you know you would have just got punched in the mouth for calling me a he, right? Back in the day, at least. Nowadays, we just have to issue a card.
Nowadays, it could be either war, so who knows?
It's ma'am.
So, that's not funny, because I actually got a complaint on that, and I didn't even do it. I was walking with the store manager and co-manager, and this lady kicked open the doors at the garden center, which have been locked for 3 months now because, you know, our dear beloved governor said you can only have one way in and one way out. Well, because that's only one door, you can't have an in and out divided. So we had to close it down. So anyway, she startled the fuck out of us. And my co-manager turned around and it was dressed like a dude and said, sir, what are you doing? You can't do that. It's ma'am. And I was like, oh, fuck, here we go. So yeah, here we went. I had to say, with all due respect, Miss Co-Manager, you were so stupid. Because she went the fuck off. It was hilarious. The customer is not always right. They just think they are. And when they call and complain, we lie and say we give a damn. So just whatever. So I don't know what else to talk about in our first little half.
Well, this episode should be airing the Friday before 4th of July.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
If I'm counting right.
You are.
It'll be July 3rd will be 1 year since I met the Oinkster.
Oh, no.
And all of you guys have to freaking, even though Oink probably can't, have to do cookouts and throw one up in the air for Pops because he had a hell of a time at our cookout for the 4th. I think it's on the weekend, though, this year, so I'll be at work, but I'll just celebrate it on my days off. Like, I don't celebrate holidays when they're supposed to happen. I just celebrate them in my own time. Like, we did it on July 3rd, not July 4th last year, because fuck it, I do what I want. But anyway.
Right, damn it.
And if they think I'm going to wear a mask while I'm out in my yard, I will give them another big bird in the air. And speaking of which, I got a weapons upgrade, so I now have talons on my fingers, really sharp, pointy nails, so you can have that fuck you, and then I can slice your throat with my nails. They're literally filed to a point. If you don't believe me, ask the Frag Out Drag Out hosts. I sent them pictures.
I'm glad I'm a few states away is all I'm going to say.
Well, with the stupidness getting to where it is, given the you're wrong, this is right, don't say this, you can't do that. I figure eventually, if somebody attacks me, at least I have weapons, because, Walmart doesn't allow you to, carry while you're at work, because they're scared you'll actually shoot somebody. I don't even get a taser or pepper spray. So I have fucking razor-sharp talons on my fingers, and before y'all ask, I have no problems wiping my ass. I wear contacts. I can get those in. I did get a little doohickey to help me because I'm scared I'm going to poke my own eye out, but I did do it for several days with really long-ass talons. The only thing I can't really do well is fucking type because it takes forever. These motherfuckers is long. And for those of you that go, ew, gross, I keep under my fingernails immaculate. I actually use a brush daily before I go to work and when I get home. And I hand sanitize under there. So fuck you. Some people don't have dirty nails. Okay, there was my spew. I'm done. Thank you for listening to Frag Out Drag Out. Fuck off. No.
We at it.
We at it.
Have a good one.
So the second half will be actually ran by Frosty the Snowballs, because 3 months ago when this topic came up, he got pretty worked up, and I'm hoping as he's remembering these memories. God, that's a mouthful.
I dismembered it.
You dismemberment. You want to borrow my claws? I'm hoping it brings some of the Frosty rage back. Oh, God. The storytelling's going to be hard. The reasoning behind why we're discussing the subject. I've put this off and I have dreaded it. But last night I had nightmares about it. So when I do that, the guys know, even if it's not a record day, we got to record, even if it's midnight for us and it's almost bedtime for them. I got to get it out of my system. So yeah, they're pretty great about that though. I will give it to Oink, Frosty, and Uncle Fester. They're ready to hop on whenever I go, okay, we got to get this out or I'm not going to get any rest.
What's that? Sleep for the week.
Oh, and I think we've all been to the point where it's, if I don't get this out or if I have to stew over it too long, it's going to make it not work when I actually go to actually talk about it.
Yeah, but a lot of times it's like because of the PTSD.
Talk yourself out of it.
Well, that and the PTSD brain, you just relive what you want to say and how you want to handle it over and over and over and over and over. But it just keeps replaying because you haven't actually sat down and done it. So I'm hoping after this show it'll clear the mind. And I mean, I always go back and go, damn, I should have said this or this or this, but I get over that pretty fast. But I can't keep, when I get a show idea, they're usually not scripted. And they're not scripted, I should say. They're usually not planned. But when I do plan one, it
backfires.
Well, no, yes and no. I mean, only if we wear pants, you don't take a poop, and Oink's hip actually works. I mean,
And, well, Fester, and Fester doesn't drink.
One's going to be good.
So, yeah. I mean, you see what happens when Nevermore wears pants. You should have heard that episode already. Oh, Jesus. I looked down and I was like, holy shit, I broke the golden rule. Oh, goodness. Anybody played any good games? Saw any good movies?
No, but I have ordered a new card set of games, or a new card game that we can play at a future date.
Oh, awesome. We can play it on air. I need to get that meme game so we can play that on air. I mean, that would suggest having to turn on cameras, but we'll see. We'll see.
Well, I'm learning how to bend my wood.
Around corners, even.
Yeah. I'll just leave it at that and let everybody kind of figure that one out.
We're not even going to ask. We're just going to say only a fucking Marine. I mean,
I like my wood bent.
Yeah. So the other day, we have off-duty officers that work with me every evening, and one of them's married to a Marine. She actually sent me a video once of him eating a crayon. I'm pretty sure she forced him to do it, but it made my day. So I haven't met him, but he came up there to visit with her, and I literally passed him, and I was like, fucking crayon eater, and kept going. And then she introduces us, and he's like, we just met. And she's like, really? He's like, yeah, she called me a fucking crayon eater and kept going, so I figured that was her. Oh, yeah. It's a gift. It's a gift. What can we say? How far along are we there, Frosty Nuts?
I was going to say, I know what we could say right before we go to the break that we have in here. 531-8008. And if you know what that means, you had a good childhood.
Mm-hmm. What time are we at, doofus?
Oh, we are at 25 minutes.
25.
Give or take a few, depending on how much Paul edits. Well, I figure
the next half we're going to probably fucking go over a little bit. So I'm going to say this. Tune in. We'll plainly state when shit's about to hit the fan. And you're listening to Frag Out Drag Out on DV Radio, WDVR, and we'll be right back.
DV Radio.
Are you looking for veteran resources and peer support? Objective Zero has an app for that. Download the Objective Zero app for free from the App Store or Google Play. Access wellness resources like yoga and a free year subscription to Headspace, the world's most popular meditation app. Check out veterans resources and access our nationwide network of peer support. Speak to fellow women veterans or someone in your field and branch of service. You get to choose who you want to chat with. Learn more at www.objectivezero.org. That's www.objectivezero.org.
We're back on the air.
DV Radio. Okay, welcome to Frag Out Drag Out, or welcome back, I should say. You have your host Nevermore, you have your host Frosty, you have your host DV Oink, and you have our host who's now the new fucking fuck, Uncle Fester. Anyway, so this is the part where I say, if you are triggered, I hate that word, but there's no word to replace it that makes any sense. So if you are triggered by post-traumatic stress disorder, reliving of events or stories having to do with psychiatric evals, now would be the time to turn off the show. If you do continue to listen, we are going to go down the line and each host is going to name resources that they can think of. We will start with DV Oink. Resources if they continue to listen to the show and then need to reach out.
Well, of course, if you guys are one of these folks that just need to talk to somebody, by all means, reach out. And I'll go with, this time around, we'll go with the VA Mental Health Program. And again, a lot of these resources you're going to be able to find are actually on the Objective Zero app. So check out the VA Mental Health Program. Those folks are trained and they can help you and assist you in any way you need.
Rusty.
I was trying to look up the number for the one that Well, he just mentioned, because that was the one I was going to go with, and I'm not finding the number.
Okay. I will go because I have a million of them. I won't list them all, but there's Battle in Distress. There is Objective Zero. There is We Got Your Six. That would be the initials WYG6. There is, and I'm going to mention it, even though they have, it's two separate pages. They have a message box at Disgruntled Vets. There is also many, 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 many private groups that you can go join. There's Drinking Brothers Vigilante Guard. There is Infidel Inc. There is Awesome Shit My Drill Sergeant Said. There is, God, there's page after page after page. If you go in there and say you need help, they will help you. They will direct you. They will do what they need to do. As always, if you know that somebody is in distress, please advise them to call the National Suicide Hotline or the VA Suicide Hotline. Those numbers are both online. I'm not going to read them out because then this commercial is going to get longer and longer. Uncle Fester, I don't know if you know of any, but you're welcome to try to join in here.
Twenty-two until none. I'm thinking is.
Yes.
Looks like that. Looks like they have.
They do
resources.
They
as
do.
Well.
They do. They have a web page with all sorts of resources, up into including financial resources. They have a page per state where they can get you resources from everything from PTSD to military sexual trauma. So there you go. Yep. When the Frosty Meister finds his phone number, I will let him announce it.
All right. The phone number for the Veterans Crisis Line is 1-800-273-8255. It says to press 1. They also have text number, which is 838-255. And there's... That is found on veteranscrisisline.net. And that's there's other few other resources available there. And again, like Oink said, it's probably on the Objective Zero app as well. That there's all kinds of others in there.
It's also on Sayscape. If you go to the Sayscape and hit your veterans feed, it's right there at the top. So if you're on Sayscape, you know, if you're a veteran, and you've been certified as a veteran, check on that veterans feed, click on that, and you'll see the number right there at the top. Again, it's Crisis Line, 1-800-273-8255, or send a text to 838-255.
If you're wondering why we're saying all this, we're warning you that shit's about to get damn serious, and it's not going to be fun. We've put off the topic as long as we can possibly stand it, but it is time to get this show out of the way because it's been in our head too long, and I think we've sat on it far too long. So with that, I will be turning this entire broadcast over to Frosty Snowballs.
Well, with that, frag
out! Frag out.
He's been dying to do that, folks.
That was a good one.
That was a good one.
It's been a while since I've been able to give a good frag out shit yell there. So initially this started out, Nevermore had to, I guess the way to put it is talk a friend down at the time. And we started I don't know exactly, I didn't keep track of the whole thing, but it was basically, we got to talking about how the VA tends to, you could almost say triage, but most time it's not even quite that with a lot of their veterans that have PTSD issues or other mental health issues and turns around and sends them home or sends them out the door without a lot of times in a worse situation or worse headspace than what they originally went in. Because they'll go in and it may just be a regular appointment and they get something, for lack of a better word, triggered or something clicks in their brain and, well, their hour's up, there's the door. And might not head home in the best headspace. And if you sit there and you're reliving something that you may have gone through or experienced, it's not in the best, you want to put it, doesn't leave you in the best state of mind and could potentially cause you to need one of those resources that we mentioned, or hopefully not. Hopefully you reach out to one of those before you do something, as I like to say, do something stupid. Have a permanent solution to a temporary problem. So
I guess I'm going to,
I'm trying to talk around it without saying the words.
I guess I'm going to throw in there, a lot of times to continue to receive your benefits or to get a diagnosis, not just the VA, this goes for any psychologist, psychiatrist, whatever they want, whichever they end up sending you to, they make you go through what caused the PTSD, which means you have to relive your worst moments. And then when they're done with their evaluation, or if you're at the board testifying, they send you home. They don't think, hey, we just put them in the worst place of their lives. They don't really think to put you back down to a normal plane. And I don't know if it's because they can't, they don't have the manpower or time to do it, because it's not like an easy process. It's not like 2 minutes and hey, you feel better. The last one that really shook me took me 6 hours to get the gun out of their hands. I will be sharing a few stories, but I will be fabricating some of the things that I had to relive with the veterans, so that no story can be tracked to any one person. When I say fabricating, I'm not going to make up stories like, you know, they were over in Vietnam and they rolled over a child. I don't mean like that. I'm just going to fabricate details. Like, I'm not going to say, if I know they were in Iraq, I will say they were in Afghanistan or something like that. But none of these stories are going to be 100% truth. So they are not about any of you. That night that I messaged the guys, I think they were still on nights at that time. And Uncle Fester doesn't sleep. So it's nothing if they're sitting around waiting to get called to go pee on a plane to answer me at 2 or 3 a.m. I got home and a friend called. And not only had he just lost his son, but he had just went through a psych eval at the VA where he had to testify to his trauma, which means he had to take a walk through what he did. In which he got stuck in that place. So to him, the year wasn't 2020. He thought he was still, and this one we're going to say he was still in, I'm going to say Russia. I'm making that part up. But y'all know he wasn't in Russia. I mean, come on. But I had to walk through what exactly freaking happened. And what exactly happened that I had to relive with him. And no, I wasn't there. No, that did not give me PTSD, but it freaking, for every person that you have to sit down and help save, and this is not me complaining because I'll do it at a drop of a hat, but it sticks with you. You know, I eventually had to retire from doing it full time because it literally consumed me. So I had to walk down memory lane with this guy and try to convince him back into 2020 and him being safe. His story was rough. The memories that he shared with me were pretty powerful, and I can understand why he was in such a bad headspace. I'm not going to tell the full story, but let's just say, you know, sometimes you have to take out an enemy that you wish to God you didn't have to because of their age, or because you know that if you don't, they're going to actually shoot you, kill you. So we went down memory lane, and it took me forever to talk him into a place of peace. Because he relived his worst fears, worst memories, worst nightmares that were real at the VA during a hearing. And that compiled with losing a son was just stupid on their part, they should be able to tell that, or they should know, in my personal opinion, that when you put somebody in that headspace, you have to take them back out. You can't just leave them there after reliving all that and just say, hey, you're good. He was going to be 22. And it took everything in my power, from having his wife hide his firearm to it. I don't even know how to describe it. It was horrifying. And I say, shame on you. And not, maybe not all VA shrinkies are like that, but I think it's detrimental. And this isn't the only one. I've got story after story after story after story from doing that for 3 years. And that was our sole purpose, was to look for people in distress and then talk them out of it. And normally on that page, we were able to pass it to somebody like Battle in Distress, or We Got Your Six. But every once in a while, they didn't answer fast enough, and you had to think on your feet. I mean, I'm still friends with a girl that sat in the car with a gun in her mouth, and we saved her. She's happy, living a happy life now. She would have missed so much, but...
Do you think that's I won't say a training thing, because a lot of these folks that are with VA are, you know, just, you know, subcontracted out. They just really haven't spent that much time with veterans. Or, I mean, what do you think is more of the cause? I mean,
I feel like veterans don't speak up after they recover from this and explain to the person that did this that there is a cost of doing this. I don't think that unless they have PTSD and go through it and understand what it's like to have the nightmares or the reliving, that they don't know that you have to bring somebody back down. I really think it's a training / we don't speak up and advocate for ourselves kind of thing. They may not even be aware that this is a huge problem. And when I say huge problem, I don't mean it just happens, you know, once in a while. Their psyche vows go down all the time.
Yeah, I'm just trying to, like I said, I've never been in the shit. I've never seen a lot of combat, you know, obviously Air Force, but, you know, I'm just trying to put myself in their shoes of why in the world would they, you know, make somebody relive the worst moments of their life. I mean, a moment to where it's obviously this traumatic, this, you know, life-changing moment, and make them relive it and then be like, all right, your time's up, but I've got your story now. Thank you. Bye-bye. And not think twice. You know, and it's not necessarily that person's fault, because that person has to reveal what's going on, you know, to get the help that they need. But the person that's actually listening, the psychologist or psychiatrist or whoever the hell, you know, is asking these questions, why in the hell would they ever think that that's just fine to let them go, you know?
I don't know. I feel like they should know. They should be able to...
Sorry. I think it's probably that at least some of the ones that I've talked to are not that worldly. You know, they went to school, they graduated, and they really don't know much about life other than what a book has taught them. And I don't think they realize how much, you know, I don't think they've dealt with it enough to know that they're leading these people down a dangerous road. And when they say, well, time's up, you know, they don't realize they've done more.
You would think, though, that they would be able to read the veteran's mental status. You know what I'm saying?
But on that one, I wonder how much, I mean, I'm not putting on another side. I wonder how much of it is veterans are really good about putting on a face.
No, so, we don't know how to play the games. Come on,
I'm not saying anything against the docs or the vet themselves, but it's after you've just relived all that. I'm not talking from experience. I don't deal with any of that, but I wonder how much of it's you put on that face, you can get the hell out, get away.
I've been there. I'm not gonna lie to you. I've been there as far as, you know, doctor appointments to, you know, yes, doc, everything's fine. I'm fine. You know, and you're fucking hurt. You're like, out. Yeah, you're just done because you know damn well that this doc is just going down this fucking checklist and he's not giving a rat's ass really what you're saying.
I mean, that's a true story.
As a patient can tell that. So if they're not really taking a true hard interest in you, and all they're doing is checking boxes on the fucking list, of course I'm gonna be like, yep, I'm climbing the fuck up now and saying everything's fine, because they really don't give a shit.
And
I mean, that's true, because I had to have a talk with my dad before his first VA appointment. I said, they're gonna ask you a question, do you wish to harm yourself? And he goes, well, no. And I said, do you wish to harm anybody else? He goes, yeah, all the fucking time. I said, you have to answer no, Dad, or they're going to lock you up. And he's like,
funny thing is I joke about that one all the fucking time. I'm like, have you seen some of the people I work with? Of course I do, but no, I'm good.
But like I had to, because he's dead serious. He was dead serious. And I was like, no, you got to answer no. So when we first get in there and they ask those questions, he just looks at her, and he answers no to the suicide, and he looks at her when she says the other, and she goes, well, and I elbow him, and he's like, my daughter said I had to say no. And I'm like, oh, God. But, and she's like, well, what's the real answer? And he goes, he looks at me, and I'm going, and I'm silently like cueing him a no, and he's like, nope, I'm good. Because that's the fear, though. That's the stigma, that if you're honest, they're going to put you away. And mm-hmm. I've seen it happen. I went to this is why I refused to go to Head Shrinkers. The first time I ever went, I was dead set honest. And when I went to leave, I was met with people in white coats. And I literally was like, hell fucking no, you're not locking me up, you fucking ass. You shouldn't have asked. And he's like, we need you to volunteer to sign this, because they didn't have enough to like involuntary me. But they're like, we need you to sign this. And the men in the white coats are waiting. And I was like, fuck you. Peace out. So, yes, I've learned that you put on a mask and you just talk about it in monotone and you relive it. And then you go home and you fucking burst. So, nope. You're right.
I mean, I wasn't trying to deflect. I was just,
like I said, you know, I can see that same kind of point, like I said, because I've been in those situations, like I said, where you're talking to a doctor about fucking pain, for that matter, yeah. And you're telling the doc all what's going on, and he's just looking at his computer screen or a fucking piece of paper, and he's just checking boxes. Really or she really didn't give a shit. So I can see somebody in the same situation. Here's somebody that's asking you about your most deepest, darkest secrets, the most deepest, darkest places you've ever fucking been. And you're actually trying to be honest, and all of a sudden you're reading them just like they're reading you, and you can tell that they don't give a shit. Yeah. You know,
veterans are good at reading that shit.
But on the flip side of that, I had one doctor that I will have to say, this doc was the best at that I'd ever had at the that I've dealt with in 15 years dealing with the VA. And I had a whole bunch of stuff going on, and I wasn't, no PTSD, nothing. I'm not going to go down that road, but she could tell something wasn't right. And
say it ain't so.
Yeah.
Something not right about the Frosty.
Well, that was like my third or fourth appointment with her. And she's like, something's a little off from normal. And she just, yeah, it kind of got frustrating because she kept asking some similar questions, and it's like, what's going on? But she was trying to figure out where I was in my headspace. And she's like, I can tell you're okay, you're working with it, but I'd like to know if you'd be willing to go talk to, it wasn't the shrink, but like their little sociologist or whatever, kind of the pre-shrink visit. And in talking with her, she's like, well, I can kind of figured out what the things that were bugging me and causing this issue, and recommended one of their classes that helped me pinpoint what was causing my head to go down that dark, start going down that dark road, and help me come back faster. And I catch it thinking about it sometimes, and that training, and it's like, wait a minute. I'm going down this road again, pull myself back, because I've learned to recognize the signs. But if that doctor, that initial doc, hadn't said something's not quite right, and I don't know whether it was just me from that appointment or from working with vets. I mean, she was good. I mean, she was She was one of those that she'd ask the right questions, and I was sad to see her have to retire. I mean, it was kind of frustrating for me on that part.
We're not saying that every VA shrinky dink is bad.
No.
We're just talking about these evals where they set you up for failure. And I think that's got to change because, and it may not be every VA, but I have seen it. Like I said, it's not like it's a one-time thing or once in a, every 3 months. It was all the time that, and because when we go to talk down a vet, first we ask them where they're at and what caused it. And every time I hear, well, I had to go today to get my rating and I had to write down everything that caused my PTSD. And I'm like, ouch, you know, we have PTSD for a reason and reliving it sucks balls. We do that enough on our own, but when you're forced to, and you have to, and you're not ready to, it's not that easy.
No.
Yeah, and just how they treat something, though, too, is it can be a world of difference, too. Because, like I said, I had a friend of mine that did the same thing. He went there seeking help, and, you know, they treated him more like a prisoner than they did a veteran. Which, you know, you're already in a bad place. Now you're just going to treat him even worse? Come on, now.
I just think that, as a whole, mental diagnoses are the labels are stupid. I think that how they handle it and the way they stick it on there is stupid. I mean, I know what my diagnosis is, and one of them are, I mean, I think about it and I'm like, I can see where they're coming from, but my personality's, I don't have more than one personality living in my head. I just have me living in my head all the time and the little demons talking to me too. But, you know, they tried to diagnose me as borderline personality disorder, which means that I would have multiple personalities if I break. And I'm like, I'm not going to need personalities to take over to handle this because that's basically what causes it. You know, you're the weak one and then your personalities kick in to make up or compensate for that. And I was like, you're basically labeling me like all the things for a serial killer and I'm not going to go on a killing spree. Thanks. I'm never going to talk to you. I'm never going to be honest with another psychiatrist ever fucking again.
Did you know my pops? Because I, you know, told him to say no and we're going down the same path. There's people I want to, but...
I mean, like, everybody's got a list, but that doesn't mean I would ever act on it. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
But, like, their diagnosis is, like, almost got me locked up. And I'm sitting here going, you're going to put me in the Looney Tune house for something that you think is going to happen. But I know me and I know how long, how far I can go before I have to kick into my, what I call emergency security measures. You know, because we are veterans, of my escape plan for when the PTSD controls me. And believe me, I have a great plan in place. I have exactly, I can feel it. I know when it's coming. And those moments that I don't, I still have enough of me to say, oh, time to go, or time to go hide, or time to go decompress, or it's time to go scream outside. I've lived with it so long, and maybe people who are fresh into it can't, but I have this way of putting it into a box and letting the sane part of my head lead me until I can have my breakdown where it's safe and quiet to do so, you know. And I guess I see where they come up with their diagnosis. Everybody's gonna be like, Nevermore is batshit crazy. I already knew that. I don't need a doctor. But PTSD.
She's out with us, folks. Of course she is.
PTSD does not control me. It does take over sometimes, and I call it the Hulk and the Hulk rage monster because my PTSD, everybody's got different types. Mine is a horrible, horrible rage monster. Like, I don't do damage. I used to, but I don't do damage because, like, if I come home, JJ and my son both know if I say, leave me the fuck alone, and I go to my room and I shut the door, that means don't ask me, do I need food? Don't ask me anything. I'll message you when I'm ready. And I have plans in place. I have them at work. I have them at home. It took me a long time to get to that point, and no shrink got me there. I just had to learn these lessons on my own so I could function in society, and everybody will be like, good for you. Not everybody can do that. And I understand that. I completely get it. Everyone is different. I'm not saying anybody with PTSD out there that absolutely cannot function in society, you're wrong because you haven't learned to. I just had to, because I like to eat and I can't just hide in my home. I have to go to work. I have to make a living. I have a son to take care of. So it is what it is. I've learned how to do it. But it took a long ass time, and it took some really great bosses and leadership to get me to that point. My first boss, when they made a contingency plan, I was like, okay, so I can do this. I can do this. Because it didn't really manifest, even though it's been there forever. It didn't really manifest really bad until, like, I want to say 10 years ago. So even now, like, one day I felt the rage monster coming, and this stupid bitch said that one of her personalities fucking did it. And she goes, my personalities don't really like you. And I turned around, I was like, well, my fucking personalities don't fucking like you either, you fucking cunt. And my partner goes, put both of your earphones in and turn on your music. Go on. And that's one of my contingency plans. I walk around with an earbud in my ear all the time, and there's always music playing because I hate noise. It's not due to the PTSD. There's actual condition about noise causing anxiety. Well, mine is not from that. It's from the nerve disorder. I'm very sensitive on my left side, so noise absolutely sets me off. The more commotion in the background, like children crying, and kids running around screaming, or folks being like, especially if you're yelling or shouting or screaming, oh Lord. So wow. I always have at least one earbud in, but when I'm really bad and I'm stuck in my cage of an office, that's when the second earbud goes in and he takes over, you know? And when he's not there, y'all are going, well, what do you do then? I look at the cop and I say, get them out because I'm done. And they know that means I'm fucking done. So they walk them out and finish what they've got to do. It sucks. It really, really sucks. But it is what it is. And I'm still here. Not going to say I hadn't tried a time or two, but there's a reason I'm still kicking. Made a promise I'd never try that again. And I've upheld that promise. But it still sucks. Yay. I don't really think there's anything much more we can say about the subject. We've come at it from different angles of, you know, the responsibility I think lies on everybody of being truthful. It may get you a 72-hour hold, but those 72 hours will get you back to where you need to be versus you at home with a firearm. I had no problems calling the police and getting him a 72-hour hold to save his life. They may be mad at you, but they won't be dead. And that's all I can say. I'm not saying call the police for every case. You really, really, really need to know what you're doing. If you're in over your head, you need to pass them off to professionals. I am by no means a professional, but I have had countless, I want to say thousands of hours with veterans learning this on the page I used to work for. So you learn. And the more you're around and talk down veterans, the more you learn how to do it. Sometimes I've had to be like drill instructor strong, you know, order them. Sometimes you have to just go, I can't understand you. You're so fucking drunk. That typing doesn't even make sense. And that usually happens with Marines. Sorry, Marine.
Hey.
I mean, I literally had to call in a buddy one time because a very, very intoxicated Marine reached out and was borderline 22. And I had to call them in and I'm like, I'm going to send you screenshots and I need you to translate drunken Marine for me. And they could. It's amazing what you Marines remember, but they literally translated drunken Marine for me so I could respond.
It's an art.
It really is. It's not funny, but it is funny because, you know, I've had drunk Air Force texts and I'm like, I got this. But the drunken Marine was really, really bad. Like, only 3 or 4 letters in each word, and I knew there were more to the word, but the Marine got it perfectly. And I just used a third-party translator. I mean, shit happens. You do what you got to do sometimes, but yeah.
Even if it is the fourth time he's called you that night saying that, hey, I hadn't talked to you in forever.
Yeah, I mean.
I should say the fourth time in a half hour.
This is messages on a page, but yeah, I mean, you know, I always tell them alcohol makes it worse, but a lot of people, you know, they reach for the bottle or whatever their choice is when they're at their lowest, but damn, alcohol makes it hard to understand, because after they're so far in, texting is, we've all drunken texts. I mean, the night that we did the show and we were all smashed, I barely could function. If y'all had to ask me to message you, it would have been gibberish. I'd have been like looking at the keyboard up at, with my nose up on my phone so I could see straight, because everything was, I mean, I was seeing triple. That moonshine made me see like 6 screens. It wouldn't have worked. But I only drink when I'm in a good place, because I know if I start drinking out of bad places, the response I get, it snowballs. Hate to borrow the Frosty Man here, but it does. It snowballs. So I am not a unhappy or angry drinker. I've been sad. Don't get me wrong. Toast and Pops, but that's only one drink. We stop there, but. Yeah, alcohol is not your friend when you're in PTSD mode. For those of you who have not learned that, you really need to. When you've hit that headspace, hitting the bottle is not a good idea. You may think it fixes things, but trust me, the people on the other end that's trying to help your drunk ass because you ain't listening, nope. I guess with that, we're going to go with final thoughts. I'm going to start with DV Oink, because Frosty always needs time to think. Final thoughts on the subject, not final thoughts on bye-bye, so you can save your reach out. This is final thoughts on the VA PTSD eval shrinky dink, whatever you want to call it, frag out.
Biggest thing is, you know, folks, get to know your people, not just the people you deal with on a daily basis, but your friends as well. I mean, they may have these evaluations that are coming up, and, you know, if they do and you know about it, check on them. Please keep them in mind when these things are going on, because, like we said, they're reliving some of their darkest moments. And, you know, in case these, you know, psychologists and psychiatrists don't catch it, you might need to. So just be cognizant of what they're going through, and be there for them.
Uncle Fester.
Well, to echo off of what Oink was saying,
it's called piggyback. You got to say it like we do, to piggyback off what Oink said.
To oinky back.
Oinky back. Okay. Oinky back off of what Oinky said.
Oh, God. Dear God. We went there.
If you find yourself in a dark spot, or if you need help, please reach out. And Objective Zero is one of the best apps out there that you can get. But
next would be Sayscape, where you still have freedom. But anyway, yes.
But as far as shrinks go, it's kind of hard to get to know them before you spill your guts, but, you know, kind of pay attention to what they do.
Especially if they're corner pointed. I mean, no.
Frosty.
Well, if you find yourself in one of these appointments and you realize that you're probably not in the best headspace and the doc's trying to shove you out the door, say something. Hopefully the doc could realize it, but, you know, speak up. If you don't think you're in the right headspace, or Don't try and hide it, because that none of us want to be having to pull up, basically go to a funeral for somebody that couldn't handle it, or even, you know, we're all there to help you out afterward, or if you need to talk to somebody, but we don't necessarily want to have to do it. So I don't know. That kind of sounds wrong, but I don't know how else to say it. So before you leave your appointment, make sure you're in a good place, please, if you can.
I'm going to add, have a contingency plan. If you know that this appointment, they usually warn you, is going to be one of the hardest appointments you've ever had, speak up before you get started and let them know that you don't know that you'll be able to handle the rest of the evening if they don't continue to communicate with you and talk you down. Have a contingency plan with your battles. Let them know that that day is the day that they may want to message you. Your appointment's at this time. You should be done at this time. They generally give you a time frame. If you do not know what you are doing on talking down a vet, yes, talking to them and just listening is better than nothing. But if they get to a spot to where you're like, oh, fuck, I am in over my head, please, 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 there is nothing wrong with passing it to somebody that is more experienced or an organization that can help them. We gave a huge list. I'm not saying that I'm the best out there, but I can do more than somebody who has just been hanging out in a group watching everybody. I've been there. I've done that. I've had to do it way too many times. I mean, nothing worse than somebody messaging you saying your battle just posted a suicide message and you ain't been on Facebook. So it's I've been over my head before, and I've had to, you know, call somebody and be like, I need you to take over. I can't do this. So know your limits. Don't, I know you want to help and stop them from the 22, but please reach out and then keep talking to them and listening until you get an answer from a better, or not better, a more trained organization. And then once they tell you, and they should tell you if they're a great organization, that they've got them, then that's when you back off. If you know they're in immediate danger, I know they're your friend, but if they're armed and dangerous and it's going to be bad, trust me, call the police and let them know. But please include the words PTSD, veteran, and firearm. They do know how to talk them out. Not every veteran ends in suicide by cop, okay? I've personally listened to it on the goddamn phone, so I know it ain't true. I listen to officers have to tell this person to put their weapon down. I listen to the officer pick up the phone and say hello, and me explain what's going the fuck on. JJ has too.
Well, even like last week where we had Devil Dog on here with us telling that, hey, some of his guys, hey, I know I got a vet here, can you come help? They know, they have their people that they can go to for certain situations if you give them the right information.
Yes, and that should be the show that you listened to last week with this show airing the following week. So, yeah, those are our final thoughts. It's a hard, serious topic that nobody wants to talk about, but we did. So there you go. There you have it.
We went there.
It's been hard for me because I've had to live through so many horrible moments. I literally told them I've put this off for 3 months and now it's nightmares. So it's time. So hopefully that will dissipate some of that bullshit.
Again, folks, you know, reach out, Objective Zero app, the Battle in Distress, the crisis line at 1-800-273-8255 or text 838-255. Just reach out. That's the main thing.
So with that, we're going to do our actual overall bye-byes. So before we peace out, deuces, bitches, as my partner would say, because he's like a millennial. So he's not that kind of millennial. He's pretty damn dope, but and another millennial word from him. But okay, so we're going to start with Frosty so that he can give his usual.
Well, I know we've hit on it pretty hard, but reach out to your brothers and sisters. Make sure they're all good. If you need help, reach out. I know we've kind of pounded it at the end of this episode, so We'll jump right to the good stuff. You know, if you watch a Godzilla backward, watch a Godzilla movie backwards, it's about a benevolent lizard that rebuilds a city and then moonwalks into the sea.
And there you have Frosty's random dumb thought for the day. Whew. I'm going to go ahead and piggyback off that because, you know, that's what we're doing. Reach out to your strong friends. I say this often, but the strong ones, they carry everything, including your weight sometimes. They carry a lot more because they're the strong ones. So everybody comes to them and they go, well, you can handle it because you're the strong one. Guess what? We are not all right. I'm considered one of the strong ones. We're not okay. We just push on because we have to, because we're the strong ones carrying everybody else. Check on your strong friends. Oinky boy.
Hey folks, you know, we do care. That's why we do this. We do it not for ourselves, but we do it for you guys. We do it for the relaxation, the camaraderie, the bullshit, the laughs, the jokes. We do it all for you guys. So again, be cognizant of your friends that are going through these appointments, and as always, you know, contact the page if you want us to talk about a subject that interests you. Drag out on Facebook. We now have Instagram. We also have an email, and I'll turn that over to Fester because he knows more about that.
We're also on Safescape. And our email is frygoutdragout@gmail.com.
We have a message button on our page.
Our page is officially updated now with our email address.
We may not be the best at remembering to look at the message because most of us keep our alerts off because we're in so many darn activities. I had a fault, but it's fucking gone. I was going to say something else. I have no idea what the fuck it was about.
Oh, come on. You can oinky back off that.
No, I really can't.
If you got any questions, comments, concerns, or ideas, email us.
Oh, I know what I was going to say. Hold on. Master? Thought. Nevermore got a thought. What I was going to say was, ugh, fuck, it's there. Oh, there's no subject we're afraid to talk about. So if you think it's taboo and go, I'm not going to send it to them because they won't really discuss it, bet me on it. I will do it. We will do it.
Where does the tip of that cotton swab go? You don't want to know, folks. You don't want to know. That's all I'm saying.
And you can send those ideas to oink@dvradio.net or frosty@dvradio.net.
Or now nevermore at dvradio.net. There is a nevermore at dot. Yeah, blah. Yeah, tell the rest of the part. Nevermore at what?
dvradio.net.
There you go.
And then Fester, what was the one for the show?
frygoutdragout@gmail.com.
So you got lots of places you can get a hold of us now. Let us know what you think, what you want to hear. Come on. I dare you.
Unless you're Professor Hinkle, we do not want to know your opinion because we already know what you think of us. And you're stuck with that call sign forever, bro. And with that, you've been listening to Frag Out Drag Out. I think I actually skipped Uncle Fester's last thoughts, but that's okay. Sorry about that, bro. This has been Frag Out Drag Out on DV Radio. WDVR. I think. Fuck. God damn.
Are you sure?
Yeah, that's a show.
Shall we try it again?
Nope. That's a show. That's all, folks. Pig. Take her out with beep, 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 beep,
beep. Beep, 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 beep. That's all.
That's all, folks.
A real pet, kid.
It'll be real, but what if?
DV Radio.